This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Well, good morning and welcome to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, May 18. How are we doing this morning? Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information. And by Concert Golf Partners and its family of 38 upscale private clubs. Concert preserves the unique culture of each club and invests capital annually to enhance the member experience. Looking to sell or recapitalize your club? Discover ConcertGolfPartners.com. Beautiful day today. Hope you're going to get out there and hit some. And I'm excited. I'm going to head to Ireland later today. I'll be back in time for next Sunday's show, but I'm heading to the West Coast, to Doonbeg, the Trump Ireland International, and then driving up to Carn Golf Club in the northwest of Ireland. It's about a three-hour drive north of Shannon Airport, and what a scenic drive. Just beautiful, beautiful scenery, and the dunescape at Carn overlooking the Atlantic Ocean is just incredible. I just love the northwest of Ireland. You have the scenic beauty, you have the links courses, the people are just lovely. And Carn is in this little town called Belmullet. And it's such a small town. The guy who owns the pub, McDonald's, is the same guy who owns the funeral parlor in town. I kid you not. So he owns the pub. He's the entertainment. He's the musician at his own pub. And he's the town undertaker. You can't make this stuff up. But anyway, Carn is hosting their International Members Week. And rumor has it that they're going to name me the president of their International Members Association. And that honor comes with being fitted for a green jacket. That's right. I finally will wear a green jacket. So stay tuned on that note. But anyway, big day today. Final round of the PGA Championship. It's the second major on the men's calendar, and, you know, anything can happen. But Scottie Scheffler, if he stays as steady and sharp as he was yesterday, the top player in the world will win his third major to go along with his two Masters titles. And we'll check in with Bob Herrick, a veteran golf correspondent for Sports Illustrated Golf. He'll join us from Quail Hollow after the 740 update. And I had a conversation with Don Ray, the president of the PGA of America. He represents over 31,000 golf professionals across the country. And we will hear that conversation right after the 720 update. So we will have you covered with all the news from the PGA Championship. And yesterday's round three was definitely moving day. They had a weather delay in the morning, and then the guys went out in threesomes on holes 1 and 10. and Scottie Scheffler, with an eagle on the 14th, grabbed a share of the lead with Alex Noren at 8 under at that point. And then Scottie birdied 15 to take the sole lead at 9 under. Then he birdied 17 to get to 10 under. And he finished up with a birdie on 18. So he shot that 6 under 65. And at 11 under, he takes a 3-shot lead into this afternoon's final round at the PGA Championship. He started a little slow. He had a bogey in the first hole, but then he birdied 4 and 5 and 7, bogeyed 11, birdied 12, bogeyed 13, and then he just went to town. He eagled the par 4 14th. He birdied 15, then he birdied 17 and 18. So what a back nine for Scotty, who, as you remember, last year won 7 titles, including his second Masters title and an Olympic gold medal. And this year he got off to a bit of a late start with stitches in his hand. And when he did resume playing this year, he went to Pebble. He tied for 9th there. Then at the Phoenix Open, he tied for 25th. He tied for 3rd place at the Genesis, 11th at the Arnold Palmer. And at the 20th, he tied for 20th at the Players' Championship. Was runner-up at the Houston Open. He was 4th at the Masters. And at the RBC Heritage, he tied for 8th. And his first win of the season didn't come until early this month at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson. But it looks like he's got it back. And actually, in the first round on Thursday at the PGA Championship, he did not play his best golf. But he still came in under par, 269. On Friday, he carded a 3-under. I'll talk about the mud ball controversy in a second. I just want to run down the leaderboard for you. You have Alex Noren of Sweden. What a round yesterday he had, 66 at 8 under. He's 3 shots back. Alex is 42 years old, and before last week, he was out with an injury for 31 weeks. So good story that the Swede is back and in contention for sure. JT Poston, he sneaked up the leaderboard, carding a 3-under. He finds himself 4 shots back. American Davis Riley carded a 67 yesterday to get to 7-under. You have Jonathan Vegas, the Venezuelan. He's ranked 70th in the world. He started the third round with a 2-shot lead at 8-under, but he got off to a bad start. He bogeyed the first 2 holes. That dropped into 6-under for a 4-way tie for the lead in the early going. But with 2 birdies and 3 bogeys overall, he finished with a plus 1, and so he's at 7-under. You have Siwoo Kim, who joins John Rahm and Matthew Pavon at 6-under for the championship. And Siwoo Kim, he had the sole lead at one point yesterday. And on Friday, Siwoo Kim had a hole-in-1 on the par 3 6th hole. It was 252 yards. Imagine having a hole-in-1 from that distance. It's the longest ace in major championship history. Siwoo Kim shot a 64 in that second round. Then, of course, John Rahm is in the conversation, as you know. He's been playing on the LIV Tour the last 2 seasons. Yesterday, he shot a 4-under 67. Now, his birdie on 16 moved him to 7-under to grab a share of the lead at that point with Scottie Scheffler and Siwoo Kim. Rahm birdied 14, 15, 16. Then he bogeyed the 17th to drop back. He ended up shooting a 67 and at 6-under for the championship, he is 5 shots back. Rahm, as you remember, won the 2023 Masters and the 2021 U.S. Open, and he joined LIV in 2024. And this year at the Masters, he finished with a tie for 14th. And look who's tied for 8th place. 6 shots back. None other than U.S. Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley. He shot a 3-under yesterday. He's had a good week. He's trying to make the U.S. Ryder Cup team, even though he's captain. He wants to play as well. And he wants to make the team on points. Let's see, we have Tony Finau, Matthew Pavon, Matt Fitzpatrick, they're 5-under. That's where Bryson DeChambeau is. And Bryson DeChambeau was also in the conversation yesterday. When he birdied the 14th, he joined the leaders at 7-under. at that point. And there was a four-way tie at 7-under at that point. He had back-to-back birdies, Bryson, on holes 14 and 15. He had a birdie. That birdie on the 15th actually gave him the sole lead at 8-under. But then Bryson bogeyed the 16th. And on the par 3, 17th, 187 yards, his 9-iron went into the water on the left. And he ended up doubling that one to drop down to 5-under. He will start the final round today tied for 8th place, 6 shots behind Scottie Scheffler. So some big names up there in the top 10. The only major championship in which Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and John Rahm all were among the top 10 on the leaderboard going into the final round of a major was at the 2021 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, and Rahm went on to win that one. Rory McIlroy, well, he made the cut on the number, plus one, but he obviously has not had his best stuff. In the first round, he only hit 4 fairways. On Friday, he hit only 6 fairways. And apparently, he switched drivers early in the week because the one he was using was said to be non-conforming. And the USGA administered the driver testing this past week. And it was reported that his TaylorMade QI10 driver exceeded the limits for the spring-like effect, which happens when a driver gets a lot of use. And how they do this is the player's drivers are randomly selected. It's not unusual. Driver heads that are over the line of conformance, and the results are actually kept confidential to protect the players who are unaware that their club has fallen out of conformance. So it caused some controversy this past week. They're actually asked to change the head of their driver when this happens. Yesterday, Rory carded a plus 172. At plus 2 for the championship, he's tied for 49th. And that is where defending champion Xander Schauffele is as well. But neither Rory or Xander have had their A game. And then you had this driver controversy for Rory as well. So the championship started out a bit wonky with the wetness, you know, of the golf course. And even though the course dries well, the area had so much rain in the days leading up to the first round that the news after round one focused on many of the players complaining about mud balls. In fact, Padraig Harrington was quoted as saying that it was the wettest golf course he'd ever seen. And then you had Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and Rory. They were all playing together in the first two rounds, and they all double bogeyed the par 4 16th in that first round. And then afterwards, Scottie and Xander complained that the players should have been allowed to lift, clean, and place the golf ball because of the, you know, the soggy, wet conditions. But on the PGA Tour, the players are often allowed to play preferred lies, lift, clean, and place. But the PGA of America, they opted not to implement preferred lies. And Scottie was asked about that. And Scottie said he understands how a golf purist would be, oh, play it as it lies. But then Scottie went on to say that he didn't think that people understand what it's like literally working your entire life to learn how to hit a golf ball, control it, and hit shots and control distance. And all of a sudden, due to a rules decision that is completely taken away from us by chance, he went on to say that he wants the purest, fairest test of golf, and maybe the ball should have been played up, meaning players should have been able to lift, clean, and place their ball in the wet and soggy conditions. Well, I disagree with that. I mean, I know Scottie is a perfectionist, and he expects each and every shot he hits to be as close to perfect as possible. But it's a major championship, and conditions are supposed to be challenging, and they are challenging for everybody. So, despite the mud controversy early in the championship, Scottie has a 3-shot lead at 11 under heading into this afternoon's final round. So, the mud ball did not carry too much weight for Scottie Scheffler, although he did complain about it, which was unusual. All right, well, coming up, the president of the PGA of America, Don Rae, and I discuss some of the top issues impacting the game and the 31,000 golf pros he represents. But first, let me tell you that at the Travelers Championship, you don't just see the action, you feel it. All the excitement, all the players, all 4 days, with returning champions Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and other PGA Tour greats at nearby TPC River Highlands. It's the Northeast's only PGA Tour signature event this June 18th through the 22nd. For tickets and information, visit TravelersChampionship.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on the Fan.
Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this PGA Championship Final Round Sunday. And it is my pleasure to say hello to Don Ray, the 44th president of the PGA of America. And Don is a member of the Southwest PGA section and is the owner and operator of Augusta Ranch Golf Club, a public golf course in Mesa, Arizona. And, you know, presidents of the PGA serve 2-year terms and represent over 31,000 PGA golf professionals. It's a huge job. And we say hello to Don. Welcome to Talking Golf.
And it's my pleasure to be here. You're right, 31,000. But they seem to be all happy right now. So let's not ruin that. They're doing great things out there. It's awesome.
It is really great year for golf. Just so exciting. And for the PGA of America, with heightened interest in the game, a variety of stars, Don, who are capable of making history, and a Ryder Cup year as well. So what a year for the PGA.
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, hey, I got 31,000 stars, right? They're on the front lines out there, sticking tees in the ground, hoping people get it airborne. And you're right. The recreational game is amazing, right? 28.1 million golfers. We got 47.2 are playing on and off the golf course. And then you're right, this is a major week. And we've got the strongest field of all the majors, 99 out of the top 100 players. So we're super excited to see what happens. And I tell everybody, you can't be the best unless you beat the best, and the best are here.
You're absolutely right. You're at Quail Hollow, and I mean, so many compelling stories. We have Rory. Can he continue his historic run? We have Jordan Spieth. He needs a title at the PGA Championship to capture a career Grand Slam. You have Xander Schauffele, who was the 2024 PGA Champion and Open Champion. What an incredible year he's had. And then Scottie Scheffler, of course. He doesn't have a PGA Championship yet. Two Masters titles. Bryson DeChambeau, two-time U.S. Open champion and came in second last year at the PGA Championship. JT, two-time PGA Championship. Brooks Koepka, three-time PGA champion. I mean, Don, the storylines are incredible.
Isn't it amazing, too? You know, and I love the fact, even like Rory's story, all the non-golfers who got involved in his story. And golfers had to explain why it was so emotional for Rory. And it gave an opportunity for a dad or mom who loves golf to explain to their family why they were crying, right, or why they were high-fiving. And it was so exciting. And I think when you have storylines like that, and these are really good individuals, too, it's just easy to kind of go, wow, I hope that person wins or that person wins. And that's what makes you excited to watch a four-day major championship. And you're right. I don't know what's going to happen when we hand out the trophy later today, but I do know this. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to be must-see TV.
Well, talk about what makes the PGA Championship so different from the other majors.
Well, I think, one, it's the strength of field, right? 99 out of the top 100. We love that. We have our Corebridge Financial 20, and so that's PGA professionals from across the country who play in our PGA Professional Championship in the top 20, the Corebridge Financial 20. They get to play in this event. So it's a huge week for all of us rooting on our fellow golf professionals. One, we have Carey Haig. And I mean, Carey, he's like the course whisperer. I don't know how he pulls it out of each layout, but everywhere that we go, he always makes it a compelling championship that identifies the best player that week. And I think it's the variety of golf courses, right? Some majors always stick at the certain time of golf courses, or they take a golf course and maybe they try to do a certain format out under shooting for a score. Carey's never done that. We go to different South facilities around the nation, and then he somehow, whatever the grasses are, whatever the tree situation is, he just seems to pick the right tee boxes, the right hole locations, and the right height of cut on all the grass. And it ends up just working every year. He never lets us down, Ann.
And the challenges, of course, this week with all the rain, I mean, that's just so challenging for somebody like Carey.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this course is made for championships. It drains very well. We had a lot of rain this week, right? But if you look at the rough, it's growing. The fairways are perfect. I've been on the board for 3 years. I've been an officer now for four. I've been president for 6 months. This is the best conditioned golf course that I've seen in my travels. And we've had some amazing golf courses, but the sub-air systems they have out here, Keith Wood, who's their director of agronomy. Yeah, it's the rain's here, but I'll tell you what, it's just going to make it more compelling. So I can't wait to see what happens.
And you mentioned the 20 club pros, and I love that aspect of the PGA Championship. We had Dylan Newman on last week's show, the assistant pro at Meadowbrook on Long Island, who qualified for a second PGA Championship. That's a very special aspect of this major, Don, because these club pros who don't really play a ton of tournament golf because they're working day to day, right, at their clubs, they have a chance to really play with the best players in the world.
Isn't that great? I mean, there's professional golfers and there's golf professionals, and we are golf professionals, and we still love to play and compete, but we've got a day job, and so we've got to do that all the time. But like Tyler Collette, I just love what he's doing. He wins the championship by 10 shots. I mean, it was a great win. You have Michael Block. This is his seventh PGA championship. Everybody knows the Block party that happened a couple years ago. And then Bob Sowards, 56 years old playing in this. But then I see a story like Rube Taylor. I don't know if you saw that story on Golf Digest, Ann, but Rube Taylor, he had a lot of adversity in his life, was arrested, but he turned his life around. Now he's married. He's got a young baby, and then he makes it into the PGA Championship, being one of the team of 20. So proud of him and proud of the 20 they're going to play this week. I know they're going to represent us all very well.
Don, let's dive into some key issues facing golf today. There were a total of 16 LIV golfers entered into the field of this PGA Championship. Would you like to see the LIV golfers compete in PGA Tour events?
Well, you know, I don't control the PGA Tour. I'm just the PGA of America. And what we want is the strongest field in golf. We want the best players globally, not just here in the States, globally to play. And I think that's some of the secret sauce of Kerry Haig also, right? We definitely have the systems that we go through, all the different tours that Kerry looks at to find out and make sure we have the best players of the 156 that are here. I love it that, you know, the live players are only basically playing in some of these majors because it brings more people to watch Bryson and see what he can do. You're right. He just barely missed last year when Xander made that 6-foot putt. The first winner, by the way, who made a birdie on the last hole in like 20 years. And so I say, whether it's the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, or any of the majors we do on all the tours, we want the best in the world playing. And that's what we ensure that we get. And all we have to do is invite them. They show up.
And what about the official world golf rankings? Do you think they should award points to live golf players?
You know, I don't know. You know, Derek Sprague is our CEO. He sits on that board now. Obviously, Kerry Haig sits on that board. So I just kind of stay in my lane, Ann, right? I'm the president. I stick to the 31,000. Derek and I work hand in hand. I know that he's representing us well, and I'm not certain of the discussions that they're having about the world golf rankings, but I know Derek is going to represent golf. It's not just representing the PGA of America. He and I and the 31,000, we just want to win for golf whenever it happens. And if golf wins, the PGA wins. And so, yeah, I don't know what they're going to end up figuring out, but I know they're thinking long and hard about all the things that impact our game.
Maybe it will be President Trump who brings the two sides together. You never know.
Well, you know, hey, I'm glad that he plays golf, right? I mean, if I, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for. All I say is, that guy play golf? He does. Now, you could play it, but not truly appreciate the power of golf. You know, golf raises more money for charity than all the other sports combined. And then when you look at what we do with PGA Reach, our foundation, right? The PGA Reach Foundation. There's three, and I know you know this, Ann, there's three pillars of that. One is PGA Works, and we just had the PGA Works Collegiate Championship at Whistling Straits, right? 180 athletes from all the HBCU universities, the minority-serving institutions, historical black colleges and universities, right, the HBCUs. So that's really cool. We have our HOPE program. This last Monday of this championship week and was the Secretary's Cup, 12 teams of veterans all around the nation played in their major, their veterans major. We call it the Secretary Cup. And then PGA Junior League, right? 77,000 kids last year, numbers on their backs, boys and girls playing together. And that's what golf does. So if a president understands that, I know I understand it as president. You're president too, by the way. If we all understand that actually it's not what the money is, it's what the money does, then golf wins.
Well said, Don. Very well said. All right, let's look at the roll back the ball issue, because I know you all talked about that in the press conference earlier in the week. You and the CEO of the PGA of America, Derek Sprague, reiterated at the press conference that the PGA is against rolling back the golf ball, which aims to make golf balls go less of a distance than they currently do. Now, I know the USGA and the RNA want to implement a rollback for professional golf, I think it's in 2028. First of all, your thoughts on that issue, and do you think with the PGA's resistance, that will make a difference?
Well, it's 2028. You're right. That's for the elite game, or the, you know, the professional golfers. 2030 for recreational. So you're exactly right. This is what I know. You know, right now it's the most collaborative process that I've ever seen. I actually celebrate and thank the USGA for when we came back. Now, we had been against it before, right? We had our press releases in 2023, but as we talk to the 28 million golfers that we just referenced earlier. We have to listen to them, man. I mean, our pros are the ones who talk to those 28 million golfers, and they had some concerns of like, how much is this going to affect my enjoyment of the game? Is this going to make the game more expensive? And all we did is, you know, we went to the USGA, Mike Wan and Fred Perpall and Mark Darbin, right? And said, hey guys, we just talked to 28 million golfers and they have mentioned a couple things and we probably should start talking about that. And, you know, the USGA said, yeah, let's talk more about it. And we've had some great meetings with the PGA Tour, the DP Tour, all the recreational stakeholders in golf, the owners, the superintendents. And so that collaborative process is happening now. And like I said in the press conference, I think sometimes you can listen to respond and other times you can listen to learn. I really appreciate the process right now where everybody's listening to learn on behalf of the game. And I don't know what's going to happen. I just want golf to win. But I do appreciate that we're having this collaborative approach. It's awesome.
And you've been in the golf industry for years. So if they decide perhaps not to roll back the ball, I mean, what other measures do you think need to be done to battle the distance issue?
If they don't roll it back, is that what you said, Ann?
Yes.
If they don't roll it back, well, I think, you know, I think everybody agrees the ball can't go any farther, right? Everybody agrees that. But rolling back, that's what causes some of the issues, I think, for all of those amateurs out there. I mean, think about it. You know, I'm playing a Pro V1, and then I lose it on the first hole, but then I find another Pro V1, and then I start playing with that. And is that conforming or not? Because you don't know how long that ball's been in that bush. So that's kind of crazy. So if they don't, if they do end up rolling it back, then, you know, we'll adjust and we're going to try like heck to make sure they understand the blind spot there. But I know they're listening very well. And if they don't roll it back, then the ball can't go any further. We don't think it should go further. We really don't. We just don't want it to go shorter.
All right. Let's talk Ryder Cup. I mean, I wish I had 3 hours with you, but we have to get all this in a very short segment here.
I'm talking fast, Ann. I'm talking as fast as I can.
I know. I love your energy. So, of course, the Ryder Cup at the end of September. Beth Page Black, talk about how your team is preparing and what your expectations are for the Ryder Cup in New York.
Well, how about Keegan Bradley, right? I'm telling you, this guy loves the Ryder Cup. His dad's a PGA golf professional. He knows the course. He loves his players. I mean, I saw him at the past Champions Dinner this week. He loves being captain. You saw him in the press conference. You know, but I think what's really cool, you know, the crowds are going to be amazing. I mean, think about it. This is iconic. It's going to be epic. We're on this amazing golf course, and we're right outside Manhattan. I mean, what is more American than that? On a public golf course. And that's what really stirred us. And we knew we were going to do this. We just didn't want to start it until Bethpage opened. But the people's perk, 3,000 tickets that are free, and we're surprising people in that whole area. The Metropolitan PGA is helping the PGA of America for us to give some tickets to people who wouldn't expect it. Maybe they've stood in line all day to try to play Bethpage. We're giving them to kids. We're giving them to church groups. I mean, it's amazing. And so we're really proud to tell everybody that this Ryder Cup is the people's Ryder Cup.
So it's going to be a Ryder Cup ticket giveaway. Can you give us some more details? When is this going to happen? And who's eligible?
Yeah, well, it's happening now. Like I said, we've got 3,000 tickets that we're handing out. And we've got, man, you could Google like some of the cool videos that have happened already when we launched it, when Bethpage opened, I think last week sometime. It was raining, but the people who braved the rain to play that very first day that it opened, we literally on the second hole had an envelope on the flagstick. It said, open me. When they opened it, boom, they've got Ryder Cup tickets. And then we came out and interviewed him. So it's going to be things like that. There were some kids on the range. We gave them tickets. You'll see there's going to be even more activations that are going to just put a big smile on your face and warm your heart of the looks on these people's faces when they get tickets to the Ryder Cup. So I'm not going to tell you all the details, Ann, because I got to surprise you. It's awesome.
All right. Well, I mean, look, the tickets are very expensive this year. There's, you know, no secret to that. What, $255 for practice round, $749 for tournament days per day. You know, they're a lot more expensive than they were 2 years ago at Marco Simone in Italy and at Ryder Cups previous.
Yeah, but, you know, a couple of things. One, you know, it only comes around every 4 years domestically, right? World Series tickets were more expensive than that. They had a world, you know, they had a playoff game, World Series game in Yankee Stadium, right? And they were like $1,000. But remember this, those tickets, they get sold on the secondary market, right? We know that happens all the time. And the last time I checked, those secondary markets, they don't write checks to PGA Reach Foundation. They don't help kids play golf. They don't save veterans' life like PGA Hope does. All we wanted to do is meet in the middle somewhere, raise our ticket prices so that we can have more money to give back to this game. Remember, the Ryder Cup's a global competition, and it's amazing. But at the end of the day, it's our fundraiser. We are a not-for-profit in every sense of the word, and the Ryder Cup allows us to grow the game and serve our members. So, yeah, they went up a little bit, but it was only because we could have more to give back to the game.
And all these days before the final round of the PGA Championship, can I put you on the spot? Who are you picking?
You know, I'm going to pick the person who's going to best represent the PGA of America in our 31,000, and that's the person I hand the trophy to on Sunday. And I'm not going to say anything else, and we'll see who wins. I want golf to win. If golf wins, the PGA member wins, and our champions have never let me down. Xander at the past Champions Dinner this week was amazing. He showcased us so well, talking about junior golf, helping out people all the time, and the next champion, whoever it is, I know they're going to represent us very well. So you can't put me on the spot. I'm not going to do it for you, Ann. I'm sorry.
love it. You're so diplomatic. As you need to be. Don Ray, president of the PGA of America. I love your positive attitude and your energy. It's infectious. Thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Thanks, Ann. You're the best. I appreciate your show and have a great day.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, coming up, we are going to connect with veteran golf reporter, journalist, author Bob Herrig. He's covering the PGA Championship for Sports Illustrated Golf. But first, let me tell you that at the Travelers Championship, you don't just see the action, you feel it. All the excitement, all the players, all 4 days with returning champions Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, and other PGA Tour greats at nearby TPC River Highlands. It's the Northeast's only PGA Tour signature event this June 18th through the 22nd. For tickets and information, visit travelerschampionship.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on the Fan.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori as we preview the final round of the PGA Championship. And joining me from Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, SI Golf's Bob Herrig. Hey, Bob, welcome to Talking Golf.
Good morning. How are you doing, Ann?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, before we get into specifics, Bob, I just would love to get your overall observations of the PGA Championship this week.
Well, you know, after kind of a grim start to the week with a lot of bad weather, and then, you know, let's be honest, it wasn't a great leaderboard there for a while, even though I kind of think that gets overplayed. It's great players. It's just maybe not every one that everybody thought would be up there. But it really kind of turned into one yesterday. And in almost an instant, we went from having about 8 or 10 guys in contention to Scotty just sort of doing what he does. And it was a pretty amazing last four or five holes for Scheffler to give himself a lead going into the last day.
It was incredible. But as you said, it started out a bit shaky, you know, with that mud ball controversy. It was a huge controversy, especially in the first round. I mean, you rarely hear, you know, Scottie Scheffler complain, but he was not happy that they could not live clean in place.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the odd thing about that whole situation was the majors never play preferred lies. I mean, they just don't do it. And, you know, in history, it's only believed that it's happened once, one round of the 2016 PGA at Baltusrol, where it was a really rainy week. But like the Masters, U.S. Open, and the Open never do it, ever. And the PGA on Wednesday night elected to put out a statement saying that they would not be doing that, which everybody found to be a little bit odd because they're making a statement that they're not going to do something that they never do anyway or hardly ever do. But yeah. So that must, if you know, you read between the lines, that means there must have been some conversation about it, or there must have been a feeling that they needed to do it for them to put out that statement. And so then sure enough, you know, both Xander and Scotty have those mud balls on the 16th hole. And you could tell they were both incredibly frustrated by it. And I thought Scotty's answer to that was really good. I don't know that I agree with they should have done it, because they never do it. And if it's that bad, you probably shouldn't play. But he gave a very good explanation as to why he felt it was important. You know, you work really hard to learn how to control the ball, and you have an allegedly perfect lie in the fairway, and then there's mud on it, and he doesn't feel like you're gaining an advantage if you get to take the mud off.
Right.
Because you're putting it back on a perfectly, you know, on a perfect fairway anyway. He made an excellent point, you know, so, but again, The whole idea is that, you know, the basic tenet of golf is you play it as it lies, and one of the things you have to learn how to do is hit a shot when there's mud on the ball. And I think from that point on, he was pretty focused in, and look at where he is now.
That's right. I mean, he went on to say that he wants the purest, fairest test of golf, and he, you know, intimating that he would have liked to have been able to live clean in place in the wet, soggy conditions. But the conditions are like that for everybody. So in a major championship, I just didn't agree with, you know, what he was saying. And again, it was unlike him to complain like that. But fast forward and, you know, 11 under, he leads by three heading into the final round. Let's turn our focus to Masters champion Rory McIlroy. I mean, he has not found it this week on a course, Bobby, that he has won four times on. Are you surprised at his play this week?
I am a little bit. You know, he's been off, you know, pretty much the whole time. He's just not been able to get it going. You know, he kind of had a rough first day, just like Xander did. And then had to kind of grind to make the cut. He was seemingly in good shape to maybe get back in the tournament, and then he butt bogeyed two of the last three holes on Friday. He had this driver issue come up, which, you know, I think has been overblown in the context of there's driver testing all the time, and this sort of thing happens. But look, Rory's not talked to us after any of the rounds. But I mean, yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting to know, like, if this is an issue, like,
yeah,
did having to go to a secondary. And again, I want to make sure. I don't think anything tawdry has gone on here. This happens. Guys don't know when their club doesn't conform. They can hit it from. It can be conforming 1 second, and then one shot later, it's not. Which is why they test to make sure. But if he had to go to a different driver, the day before the tournament, and it was just not quite the same, or something was off, a different head. Sometimes it takes a little while to work that out. You know, is that part of it? We don't know, but he only hit four fairways Thursday. He only had 10 through the first two rounds. look, Roy didn't drive it perfect at the Masters either. You know, he missed a lot of fairways in that final round when he won. So, you know, it's hard to draw any conclusions. He had some trouble driving it last week at the Truist. So, but still, it'd be good to know from him, you know, if that's had any impact this week.
And you have to wonder if the PGA should be more transparent about it. They say that results are kept confidential to protect the players who are unaware that their club has fallen out of conformance. So the whole issue seems a little strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, this is golf. They don't tell us a lot of stuff. In this case with Rory, it's led to a lot of unfair conjecture, I think. You know, I believe there was eight players that might have been found to have drivers that were non-conforming. Their names haven't leaked out. The PGA did come out with a statement 20 hours later. That's the first thing they wouldn't be commenting. Then Kerry Hague, the director of competitions, had a very detailed statement yesterday, which I thought explained it well. I wish they would have given us that on Friday. Because it explained how, you know, they use the USGA to test. They do this at the PGA, just like the PGA Tour does. They tested about a third of the field.
And they're all randomly selected.
Yeah. And so, you know, 50 guys. You know, and apparently about eight of them didn't conform. This happened. This probably happens on a week-to-week basis, you know, on the tour. We just don't know about it. So, you know, the club manufacturers make the drivers, you know, they take them up to the edge. And you hear these stories about how after repeated use, that face thins, and believe it or not, makes it more spring-like, which allows the ball to go farther. And it crosses a testing threshold. And so that's why they test, you know, and it doesn't meet the requirements anymore. It's very inside baseball and technical, but you know, unfortunately, you know, somehow this got out, and it just causes some uneasiness.
Yeah, it's too bad, but he really hasn't had his A game all week. Let's talk about the LIV golfers who are very much back into the conversation. John Rahm he's 6 under, 5 shots back. Bryson DeChambeau, he's 6 shots back as well. Your thoughts on Rahm and DeChambeau's play?
Yeah, you know, Rahm, when he finished yesterday, was very pleased with, you know, getting himself back into the tournament. And at the time, he was only 1 or 2 back, and now I think he's 5 back, Bryson's 6. You know, that was because of what Scottie did at the end. He just kind of pushed away from those guys. But, you know, Rahm's been, you know, there's been some criticism of his game since he went to LIV. He's not done much in the majors. He did a nice job of explaining that. He just felt like even after he won the Masters 2 years ago, his swing had fallen off, and he's been working hard to get it back there. Seemed like he felt like he was in a good place. Bryson, on the other hand, you know, for a minute or two, led by himself at 8 under. I believe after he birdied the 15th hole, he led alone, and then, you know, missed the fairway at 16. Got a little sloppy and made a bogey, wasn't able to get it up and down. 17, just, you know, a bad mistake. He was one of only 3 guys that hit it in the water there. That was the hardest hole on the course yesterday. But the reason it was hard was because guys were bailing to the right and missing the green right, and then it was hard up and down. I mean, Bryson would have taken that because, you know, then you're only losing 1 shot. By hitting it in the water, he lost 2. So, you know, he gave back 3 shots there in a minute and went from 8 under to 5 under. and then Scotty goes charging by everybody, and now he's six back.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I guess right. The good thing I'd say for Bryson is he could just fire at it today. You know, I don't think Bryson cares too much about finishing 10th or 12th. He wants to win, but maybe just aggressiveness. You know, he probably is going to need to shoot a really low score, and Scotty's going to need to back up.
Bob, we have 2 minutes left, and Brooks Koepka, we got to get him in here. Three-time PGA champion. He's not played well at all. He missed the cut at the Masters. He missed the cut this week. Last year, he missed the cut at the Masters, finished tied for 26 at the U.S. Open, tied for 43 at the Open. What do you think's going on with Brooks Koepka?
Yeah, that's the mystery. You know, because Brooks played decently at times last year. He won on LIV later in the year. But this is the first time he's ever missed the cut at the PGA, you know, and I believe it's the first time in his career he's missed back-to-back cuts in majors in the same year. Just not like him. And he was seemingly out of it early. You know, he was over par early in his round on Thursday on a day when scoring was pretty good. You know, the course was soft. It's a little bit of a mystery, you know, as to why that is. And you know, he missed the cut at the Masters when he was in position to do it and made a big number on 18. He made like an 8 on the 18th hole, you know. So like that's got to, you know, really stick. You know, it's got to be a bad feeling inside for him. It'll be interesting to see. Oakmont isn't a great place to go if your game isn't good, you know, for the U.S. Open. I mean, it's not like you just flip the switch. So he's got about a month here. There's another LIV event before it. And I have a feeling he'll be highly motivated to get it turned around. Obviously, he's made his mark playing the majors.
Yeah, it'd be good to see Brooks get back to the Brooks Koepka we know. Well, with Scottie Scheffler ahead by 3, it's probably a foregone conclusion that he will win his first PGA championship to add to his 2 Masters titles. But we'll see. You never know until they play it. Hey, Bobby, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Enjoy the final round of the PGA Championship. All right, my thanks to Bob Herrig, to Don Ray, the president of the PGA of America, to Ed, our Zoomin in the studio. Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria is brought to you by Travelers Championship. See the PGA Tour's biggest names June 18th through the 22nd at TPC River Highlands. Visit TravelersChampionship.com for information, and by Concert Golf Partners and its family of 38 upscale private clubs. Concert preserves the unique culture of each club and invests capital annually to enhance the member experience. Looking to sell or recapitalize your club? Discover ConcertGolfPartners.com. Hey, and don't forget to pick up a copy of my book, everybody, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. CMAC is up next. I look forward to visiting with you again next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Ann LaGoria.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.